How you mess up a countdown?
Nah, for some reason, the recording didn't want to hit for some reason, but there you go. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. I don't know what just happened with OBS. For some reason, I pressed the record button like 3 times, and all of a sudden, it won't record. But anyways, welcome back. My name Randall, and with me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself, man. Y'all go ahead and say what up to these folks, man.
What's up?
Let me put my glasses on real quick. But everybody, welcome back. Now, welcome back to another episode. So, on today's episode, y'all been feeling the sports podcast segment, so we got another one for y'all because the NFL been trading left and right all over the place. And I don't know about LJ. I'm excited for this particular trade, but we're going to say that for later. So, Dad, the OG, go ahead and talk to these folks, man. What happened with the trade in the NFL these past few days?
All right. So, on Monday, there was legalized tampering. And what that means is that basically, like, you can go, agents could talk to players and owners and stuff like that to get a deal done before they could actually sign it on Wednesday. Because it was always a problem beforehand, to where when free agency started, all of a sudden contracts were given out 5 minutes, 30 seconds later, stuff like that.
Right.
It's like, y'all was talking before, and we're not stupid. So they just made it legal, you know.
Right.
So, first thing that popped off was DeAndre Swift to the, where do you go? To the Bears?
I think so.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift to the Bears. And then Kirk Cousins just stay getting contracts with all his guaranteed money. He got
a 4-year deal, didn't he?
Yeah. I think it's like 80-something guaranteed or something like that. Something ridiculous.
Right.
And then just a bunch of stuff happened. Cowboys not doing what they said they're going to do by going all in on free agency. And they just stay quiet. And people have been picking apart. Washington been picking them apart, basically. Just getting some veterans on their team. It's been a lot going on. What did you guys find interesting about free agency so far?
Yeah, you want to go?
You go first.
My biggest thing, and LJ should know this, my biggest thing, the Russell Wilson trade to the Steelers. And Justin Fields, that surprised, well, I won't say it surprised me because you called it that. You called the Justin Fields one.
So, before the Justin Fields part,
right,
threw me off because once they had Russ, I figured, like, okay, they're good. You know, like, they're not going to get Justin Fields. The thing that throws me off, but it just came out right now that the Bears did right by him, and they had better offers on the table, but Justin Fields said he'd rather go to Pittsburgh.
Right.
So that was the thing with that.
I mean, they did him wrong his whole career, so.
Yeah.
He did.
Gotta give him something.
But I'm just excited to see because now Russ got a coach who's going to work for him, who's going to work with him, I'd rather say.
Because
he ain't gonna go in there and be like, hey, I need an office here. I need this type. He ain't going to get that little princess treatment that he usually gets. He gonna respect Pittsburgh. So, I feel like he's in the right spot. I feel like they're going to get him the right coaches, the right training, the right everything.
Wasn't he supposed to do that with the coach for the Broncos?
Sure. Okay.
But go ahead, Dad. I'm gonna let Dad, because I'm about to ramble all over the place, and Dad pretty
Sean Payton is Sean Payton is getting the most out of doing the least.
Right.
Like, I know Louisiana already hates me, so I'm just going to throw this out there, okay? So, Sean Payton is not that great of a coach. He got Drew Brees and one of the most accurate quarterbacks of our time. That's Sean Payton, because when Drew Brees left, all he could do was do gimmick shit, you know, like with Taysom Hill. He sold Sir Jameis a bunch of dreams. Did nothing with them. I am not a believer in Sean Payton. And then when Sean Payton tried to get Russell Wilson to get rid of his injury clause, and they threatened to bench him because of that, not for his play, but for the injury clause. I'm like, okay, this dude is tripping. Mm-hmm. This dude is tripping. And people, and like, Sean Payton apologized, talking about, well, Russell Wilson didn't have that great of a season. The numbers are inflated and blah, blah, blah. The numbers are the numbers.
Right. He had another season.
Like, he had a decent season. Even before being benched. Like, he was balling. So, you can't tell me that he wasn't. So, I was dragging Russell Wilson. Like, personally, like, I was dragging him. But I was like, yeah, but when you start watching, they start winning games. It's like, Russell Wilson is balling right now. You know, he got Cortland Sutton looking great. Jerry Jeudy is not just a guy right now. He's actually like getting some catches, but you know, he puts in the other quarterback, and also they lose every game they're in. So it is what it is.
But to me, I think he got the right coach. He finally got the right coach. Because like I said, when he ain't gonna run the Steelers. He most definitely ain't gonna run the Steelers. Because when he came in the Broncos, they gave him his own parking spot. His own private office in the stadium, for what I heard. He got like special treatment.
Right, and then Sean Payton took that all away from him.
Exactly. They were already beat. They were beefing before the season even started, to be honest with you. So, but I just feel like the Steelers coaching staff is good. Hold on, before you say something. I just think the Steelers coaching staff is good with QBs, and that's who Russell Wilson need to be with. But yeah, we go, LJ.
Or you see that Russ is actually washed, his career is over, right, and that's why they went and got Justin Field, because they be like, okay, you learn from Russ, because he did do stuff during his career. You go under development, and then you're our actual QB of the future, and Russ is our placeholder until we feel like you can actually play for us.
I hear what you're coming from, but then it just came out that they're going to try to extend Russ, give him a multi-year deal.
Here's the thing. I'm pretty sure this is what – and I didn't mean to cut you off, LJ, if you're about to say something. Here's what the Steelers are trying to do. They know Russ don't have that long in the NFL. I say, depending on how he is, fire your max, and he out the door. I give him five. Depending on how, if he get hurt tonight. If he get hurt, I say two. I'm about to say three. So I give him between 3 to 5 years, depending on everything. What they trying to do is they trying to make Justin Fields the next Ben. That's the reach, but I think that's what they trying to do. They trying to make Justin Fields the next big Ben for Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, I agree with that. They need a prominent figure at quarterback, because Trubisky it wasn't it. Pickens.
Sorry, yeah.
He wasn't it also. That's why they traded him too. So, there's no doubt in my mind that they need more of a figure at QB. And you know what? Like, if Russ starts the year and, like, feels how to be a better quarterback or something like that, because Justin Fields is not bad either. I would have loved to see Justin Fields behind the weapon Chicago got now. Because they out here doing it, like, actually getting them some weapons. But, like, I would have loved to see that. But, like, other than that, though, Pittsburgh still has a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. What were you about to say, LJ, before I came in?
What was I going to say? Even if they're thinking about extending Russ, it's just them thinking about it. It doesn't mean that they actually going to do it. Which, again, I don't think they would actually do it just on the pure fact that I no longer trust Russ. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I just don't. Maybe he got a year or two left, but I think he's on the decline. I think the actual idea is to get Justin Fields out the spotlight, because he was in the spotlight for a long time, have him work on his craft, and then hopefully he can turn it into a type of Mahomes-type player for them in the future. Because that is what you want. And Russell Westbrook is just there to take hits until further notice. And to go 6-6. Or even. Whatever. Wherever they go.
So, the fact that you're trying, like, there is no, if that's the goal for them to have a Mahomes type player, you ain't getting that for Justin Fields.
You never know. We only see him in the Bears system, and the Bears, as we've seen, suck.
I don't think he can be Mahomes. Ooh. I think he can be Jalen Hurts. But I don't think he can be Mahomes.
Okay, everybody talking about Jalen Hurts now. Ever since the Kelce retired, and so, who else left the old line? Somebody left the old line. But yeah, everybody talking about Jalen Hurts now. Somebody, is he a top 10?
No, they re-signed their old line outside Kelce.
Oh, okay.
The D lineman retired. Can't remember his name. Right. But he was a prominent figure on the D line.
I got you. But everybody talking about Jalen Hurts though. And what he gonna do this year? I'm gonna say this. He gonna be who used to always be good and choke during playoffs. I can't think of the top of my head, but I forgot what.
Peyton Manning.
That was a real narrative for a while. We're not gonna speak that blasphemy here.
That was an untrue narrative.
But we ain't going to talk
about
it.
It was a narrative for a while.
But I forgot it's a team. But Jalen Hurts is going to be that. He's going to be good during the regular season. When it comes playoffs, he's going to choke.
I don't believe that. No. See, you can't even say that, though. Because he took the team to the Super Bowl. Granted, he had that fumble. But they're losing the Super Bowl had nothing. If anything, Jalen Hurts was the reason why they were still in it.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts balled out that game, that whole series, the Super Bowl. He balled out.
I got you, but we just gotta wait and see, though. Okay. Jalen Hurts, he be doing good one for like a couple weeks, and then he go. I don't know where you go for like 2 to 3 weeks, and then you come back, and then the next week you don't know what you're gonna get. So we just gotta wait to see about Jalen. But I've been screaming this from the top of my lungs. Derrick Henry. There we go. I can't say it. He needed to be traded ASAP because the team he was playing, they was doing him dirty. I'm like, bro, that man is a superstar. He just need the right team. I'm glad he going to the Ravens. But now he's gonna shine and ball out for real.
Man, as a Madden player, I am not looking forward to playing against the Ravens.
Why you say that?
Because all they're going to do is run read option with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. True and that ain't fun.
True that. Because you got one fast, you got a good QB who can run and throw, and then you got this nightmare of a running back that's going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got to wait for him. And how y'all feel about Odell Beckham getting released from the Ravens?
He's not released yet. He'll be released June 1st.
Oh, yeah. That,
but,
yeah.
But, it was necessary, I think.
I mean, he's not really producing. I mean, it's not, but no, it's not his fault. He's just too hurt. He done had too many injuries, specifically ACL injuries.
Right.
To,
he's not working
to produce
at that point.
Right. So, it's just unfortunate. That's really all that is.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, at this point, I mean, he got his Super Bowl ring. I think he's just going to stay in the league long enough to get into the Hall of Fame.
Probably.
That's it.
Yeah.
Odell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He got the ring of the Rams. I forget about that.
Yeah.
And he would have won Super Bowl MVP if he didn't get hurt.
Right.
He was balling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how he do, but I think with them injuries and stuff like that, he need to go ahead. And he probably going to be like Haslam was in the Heat. He just going to
No,
I'm just saying he going to be the OG in the locker room and make sure
we're not going to compare Odell Beckham to Udonis Haslam.
Okay? Why you say that? I think that's what he may be doing.
Udonis Haslam.
I don't know about that either.
Udonis Haslam stayed with one team. He was a locker room leader, and he was no nonsense.
You don't think
has anybody ever called Odell Beckham no nonsense?
Well, you got a point. You got a point. Yeah, like I said, I don't know, man. He just didn't know. That man been hurt.
He's a floater at this point.
Right. He been hurt for the past 2 to 3 years straight. And man, and it's the same leg at that. He just need to go sit down somewhere. Like, bro, you came back. Cool, you was balling out. And then it happened again. Then you got switched. Then you ball out for that whole season. Got to the Super Bowl. Same leg happened again, or same ankle, whatever. Then you went to the Ravens. Same leg, same ankle, whatever. Right. Like, at this point, that should be a sign, like, you know what, it's time for me to just call it. I don't know. Either he need a new strengthening coach, or it's sign saying, hey, look, it's time for you to wrap this up. Put your cleats up. Put the helmets up. So, that's all right there. But other than that, who else got traded besides those? Well, that was noticeable.
Sam Howell.
Oh,
we got a third and a fifth for him.
Who you go? Who you went to?
Seattle. Now, we have 6 picks in the top 100.
To me, Seattle.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know what we're gonna do with that. Because the way free agency be going, we've been very surgical with our free agency to where, like, we're drafting veterans and people who play, who do a part and who help Dan Quinn's scheme.
Right.
So I'm fully like I love my team and everything. I never been in doubt, but I like for the first time in a long time, I'm actually extremely excited for this.
Gotcha. They used to be my favorite team. Then
you know he's not talking about Seattle, right?
Oh, I thought he was. I'm sorry.
No, he's talking about the Commanders.
The Washington Commanders. Okay. No, because at first he said Seattle, and I thought he still was talking about Seattle.
No, that's what Sam Howell got traded to.
Okay. Everybody. I thought he was talking about Seattle. My fault.
No.
But we'll see, because they was, like I said, how long ago that was? Like two, three podcasts ago, they were saying that they was speculating that the Commanders are going to win the Super Bowl this year or next year, whatever.
We're not doing all that. We have the best free cap money. We're the best of cap.
Right.
And also we had the number 2 pick. And so, like, and we have 2 picks in the second round and 3 picks in the third round now.
All right.
So we're building our team fast right now. So, I also I have this question. Do either one of you guys want to try out for the Los Angeles Chargers to be a wide receiver? Because they don't have any right now.
No, they got no wide receiver.
Well, they have Quentin. They have Quentin Johnson.
They don't have. They don't. They don't have no wide receivers.
So how the heck did that happen?
So
they traded a good one.
They were underneath the cap. They were over the cap. I'm sorry. They were over the cap. So they had to make a move.
Yeah.
So Mike Williams got released. Okay. It's like, okay, that's understandable. He's been injured lately. You know, he's good when he's on the field. He's great, but like when he's injured, like you can't play. You know.
Right.
So, but then they cut Keenan. They traded Keenan down to the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And like, as somebody who like lives by where the Chargers and all that stuff, and who always hears everything, the community hated that, because there was literally one game where like Keenan Allen was Justin Herbert's only target.
Right.
Like, he wasn't throwing to nobody but Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen just stayed getting open. He's not the fastest, but his route running is crazy. So, and he got hit. So it's like, I didn't get it. Like, he came off his best year. He said, hey, man, you need to take a pay cut for half. He's like, I ain't taking no pay cut after I have my best season. Y'all can trade me. And they did it.
So now they got no wide receivers besides one.
Quentin Johnson drops everything, so.
So what they gonna do now, or what can they do now?
They go sign some people to low contracts / draft some people.
Yep, probably pick up Odell Beckham.
In other words, the Chargers aren't going nowhere near the playoffs this year.
Because he wanna go to the Chiefs, even though they ain't gonna happen.
I don't know why. He could catch you 2 or 3 passes. That's all you. Yes, that's all you need. As we have seen from the Chiefs, we only need you to catch 2 or 3 passes, and they will somehow still win the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know what I mean? Or, my bad, not win the game. Win the Super Bowl. So, Odell can get you 1 or 2 catches. He might even be able to get you a big play every 5 games, and you go to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's all that's been proven.
He just want a ring. I guarantee you, when if he get a ring, he gonna quit that season. I guarantee you. That's all he want to do. He just want a ring, which I don't blame him though.
I want to point out that Kadarius Toney's still a free agent.
Well, I like that's a surprise.
Much potential in the beginning.
No. Here's the thing. Because he went to school down here with me, LJ. Actually, he went to school down the street from LJ. Matter of fact, but here's the thing: he got the Jordan Poole treatment. What I mean by that is, nobody knew who Jordan Poole was until that playoff run. Jordan Poole came out of nowhere and started dropping buckets, shots, layups out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, they compare him, and they say he's the third Splash Brothers. They had that all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
They won a championship. He played a huge role, because he pretty much was the sixth man, for real, that whole playoff run. He pretty mm-hmm. much was. He got the big head, and he was like, oh, now he trying to be like self. This man was taking control. When he get the ball, he's supposed to pass it himself. He ain't want to do that. And then man was shooting threes from the logo, knowing damn well you ain't supposed to do that. Yada, yada, you know, a whole bunch of stuff happened. Same thing going on with Tony. This man had that little play during the Super Bowl when he broke that record. And ever since he broke that record, he got the big head. And ever since then, the beginning of the season, that man started dropping passes. That man started coming off the line. The man was, he was like way ahead of the line.
He lined up with the defense.
Exactly, to the point where Patrick Mahomes got pissed off, Kelsey got pissed off, the head coach got pissed off, and he legit benched him like, hey, no, you ain't playing no more. So, yeah, what he need to do is he need to get humble. Straight up what Jordan Poole is doing in Washington, that's what he need to do. He need to get humble, get back to where he was when he got drafted, and he be good to go. That's how I see it.
No, I agree. I 100% agree.
But we just gotta wait to see what they're gonna do with him, though.
Mm-hmm. Two sports free agency, just take over the news cycle. That's the NBA and NFL. It just takes over the news cycle because so much happens in, like, so it's like, some of it's, like, really shocking. Like, where I got, like, why literally I'll be like, what the hell, when I thought Justin Fields got traded to the Steelers.
I ain't gonna lie, I was surprised when I saw that episode too.
Cause they literally just had Russell Wilson there. Mm-hmm. So.
But I think they know that Russ don't got that long. And like I said, they trying to build a whole team around Fields. And they gonna be like, look, Fields, this is what we got going on. Russ gonna start. And if anything happens to him, you gonna be the backup, without a doubt. Even if they got a third quarterback, Fields gonna be second no matter what. If Russ plays the entire season, he gonna put Fields underneath his wing. I guarantee you, in that QB room meeting, when they have them meetings, they gonna be like, Russ, you are the not Russ. Fields, Justin Fields, you are the future of the Steelers. We gonna make the Steelers your entire thing. Like, the Steelers gonna be you. We gonna try to make what Ben was with the Steelers, we gonna exactly make that to you. So what we want you to do is eat, sleep, watch Russ. This man won a Super Bowl. Watch what he do, study him, go to practice with him, do all this. So when he retired, when Fields come in, boom, they win the Super Bowls and all that stuff. That's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to make they're trying to have a well-known QB, like how Brady was with the Patriots, how Matt Ryan was with Atlanta.
It was with Falcons.
The Falcons, yeah, with Atlanta. And how Russ was with Seattle, and how Peyton was with either the Broncos or the Colts. So that's what
man's got. He got produced though,
right?
And I really do think they're like a star receiver away from being that, for being really good.
That's all they need. They got the QBs. The QBs just need to perform, and they got the wide receivers. They got the squad.
If you get another receiver next to George Pickens, I think that would solidify what they got.
Cause like I said, you got the coaching. Cause he never had a negative a below 500 season in his life. So he got the right coach. He always have a winning season. So you can't say that it's the coaching that making Russ or Fields look bad. Nah, every QB he had, even the other QB, I can't pick away his name is. The other QB, he was garbage, but they still went plus 500 every season. So if Russ can't go 500 with him, then yeah, Russ, you just need to go ahead and pack it up. Because there's no way on earth you can't, there's no excuse. They can't say, oh, Russ, it's not Russ' fault, it's the culture's fault. No, the coaching had every QB in the league from superstars to who the hell is this guy, and he still went plus 500 every season. So Russ can't have no excuse to be garbage. He got the coaching. The coaching went 500 every season. I'll keep on repeating myself. So it can't be the coach's fault this time. It can't be.
I think you set yourself up for disappointment.
Yeah, I just like, you know me. I like Russ. Russ, my second favorite QB outside of Peyton Manning.
I got you, but I'm just saying, you are setting yourself up for disappointment.
We just got to wait.
I feel it coming.
We just got to wait to see. I just don't want to hear Les Ryan no more. Okay, he tarnished that. He don't need to say that no more.
So I got another question for you guys, to answer, okay? The Vikings at number 12, I believe. It's come down to two quarterbacks who they're looking at. It's either J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix.
Who do you think the Vikings should? They're going to get Bo Nix, fresh feet.
Well, I keep hearing that J.J. McCarthy is rising lately. So
he is, but like somebody, if the draft board stays the same, somebody will have to like move up to get him, like trade up to get him.
I guarantee you, this is all the money game. They're going to get Bo. They're going to lock him in at a set price. He's going to do good, probably go like no more than maybe 6 to 8 wins. They're going to go with Bo. Just for the money.
What you think, LJ?
I think they go with J.J. McCarthy. And the reason I am saying they go with J.J. McCarthy over Bo Nix is Bo Nix draft stock has been lowered thanks to what people saw at the Senior Bowl and some of the stuff that happened. I don't think he had a bad combine. And it may come back up during the Oregon A-Day or whatever.
No, Bo Nix didn't have a great – he already had his – it was good, but it wasn't like – eye popping, you know.
Right, and it's what you're expecting. And he has so much, and that's the problem is that he has so much data on him because he's been in college football for so long that people know what you're getting with Bo. I think some mm-hmm. people are like, I'd rather take a chance on JJ because I don't know too much about him. I see he has an okay arm, and his accuracy is pretty good. But I don't know. I just feel like people would rather go with J.J. McCarthy rather than Bo Nix at this time. I think Bo Nix going to fall around in the like fifth round. Like he going to be he going to be like the fourth string quarterback or something. Mm. He's going to be on the scout teams for the start out. I think eventually he'll be a starter. But for right now, I think he's going to be low man on the totem pole. And I think J.J. McCarthy is going to take his place.
Okay.
We see. Because they're going to practice. And when they practice, I wouldn't be surprised if he outperformed. I don't know. We just got to wait to see. Because with Bo, even though my hatred towards Bo when he was at Auburn and he went to Oregon and decided to be a demigod for Oregon, it's half and half. Because I'm just going off of what I saw at Oregon. Now, mind you, let me not Oregon, at Auburn, I'm sorry. Now, mind you, at Oregon, he did have a better QB coach and a better practice team over there. So he could have got better between that and that, or between Auburn to Oregon. And ain't no telling what he's doing now. He probably got, because he got money, so he probably training with NFL scouts. I mean, yeah, NFL teams and stuff like that. So ain't no telling what Bo doing now. I think it's going to come down to the scrimmages, practice spring thing, where they play. And then they're going to be like, oh, Bo actually, I agree with you. He's probably going to go like third, fourth, fifth round. Maybe second.
Bo's going, you said Bo?
Yeah, Bo, yeah.
Bo's going first round, maybe second.
I said maybe second. I didn't mean to say third, fifth. I'm sorry.
I think Bo might fall.
I say second. I say, I didn't mean to say third or fourth.
Well, I don't second. Know. I'm not sure who really, because everybody who needs a quarterback's already in the first round. I don't know who needs a quarterback after them. So that's my problem. And that's why I'm like, there's people in the, I see a team need a lot more other things than a quarterback. Like, maybe he goes to the Chiefs. They finally get their replacement, or not replacement, but finally find somebody to back up Mahomes.
They just resigned their backup.
Who is their backup? I don't know.
I can't remember. They just resigned him, though. So, the draft order goes like this. The Bears, they're taking Caleb. Oh, Washington, I'm 90% sure they're taking Jaden Daniels. The Patriots is interesting because somebody might want to trade up with them so they could take get Marvin Harrison Jr. Because Marvin Harrison Jr. is not going past Arizona at four.
The Patriots don't have a quarterback.
But they can still trade down and get like a Bo Nix. No. You know?
Actually, that would be a good team for Bo.
I don't think. Well, that's a new team in the Patriots, so maybe. Mm-hmm. But I'll go to, if it was Belichick, I was like, I think Belichick's going to stay away from Bo type of players because he got burned by Mac Jones.
He burned Mac Jones. Mac Jones didn't burn. He burned Mac Jones.
How about they burned each other? Because he should have never took Mac Jones, and Mac Jones should have never went to the Patriots.
Okay.
Then he took Bailey Zappi, and then that was just stupidity. You know, nobody knew why he took Bailey Zappi. So, I mean, I don't know what this new regime is looking for in a QB, but I think they might stay away from that type of QB. So I see them take, if Jalen Daniels still up there, I see them taking Jalen Daniels.
Drake May will still be there at three.
I do not like Drake May. I think Drake May, I was watching a video, and they was comparing these quarterbacks to, like, I think it was the 2021 class. And Drake May reminds me, and you might take offense to this, but he reminds me of the 49ers quarterback. Not the one that doing well right now, the Trey Lance.
Trey Lance?
He reminds me, he kind of reminds me of Trey Lance. Because who has he actually faced? Has he really faced anybody or any team of notes?
Well, he struggled, in his expectations last year because they say he lost Josh Downs and somebody else. So, I don't trust Drake May. That's why I'd rather have Jaden Daniels at two. But, Drake May's gonna get picked up. Like, I hope the Drake May falls out in the top 10.
I don't think he does either because there's too much hype around him. I just don't trust him. I can't see nothing with these eyes. I'm not a whatchamacallit person, but I just don't trust it. That's just me though.
Also, a team that's looking at like sitting because you got the Jets at 10. They're not taking a quarterback then. Because they still got Aaron Rodgers, but they're going to need somebody for the future. The Vikings at 11, the Broncos at 12, and the Raiders at 13. 11, 12, and 13 all are in need of quarterbacks.
How about the Giants? Because they need one.
The Giants, they're number six.
So. I'm honestly surprised the Giants didn't go for Justin Fields.
I think they probably made an offer for Justin Fields, said no, because they
Well, they did. Well, like y'all said, he did. They did say they did right by him. So I guess so.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants pick him up though, because they need one bad. Mm-hmm. They need one bad. Now, before we get up out of here, two things we got to talk about. LJ, let Dad know what you texted me a couple hours ago.
Oh, you mean Auburn?
Yeah.
You mean Auburn winning the SEC tournament?
Yeah.
We finally, if we
don't win the tournament, which I'm pretty sure we ain't, at least we won the SEC title. That's all I care about.
I got y'all going to the Elite Eight.
I say Sweet 16.
Hey, this is what happened when you were Auburn
fan,
Dad. That's just
we just keep it real. We ain't
feeling. I said the whole time, I'm not believing Auburn going to win this game until after the game ends.
Right.
Especially after what happened that Friday night where Tennessee, Alabama, and Kentucky all lost in blowouts. That was weird. That was just weird.
Like I said, we missed our chance, like, what it was, 2 years ago when we was number two?
Well, they said this is a better team than that team, so.
We'll see, but I say Sweet 16. I give him that. And, What else I about to say? Basketball. Who y'all got? Cause we got four. We got what it is? Six? No, two. 17th. Today's 17th. Yeah, we got two more days. Who y'all got? What y'all think?
Two more days for what? The March Madness.
March Madness. Yeah.
Oh. Who winning?
Who you think? Yeah.
Or who I have no idea because all these teams that were supposed to win their championship games did not win their championship games.
That's what they were saying. Everybody was like, bro, the good teams that's supposed to blow out didn't do nothing. So everybody say now this is gonna be a hard. This is gonna be a difficult bracket.
I don't even know if I'm gonna fill out a bracket this year.
That's what a lot of people were saying. They like after what happened with the championship games and stuff like that. Like, bro, they don't know what they're gonna do now.
You know, last year was the first year a 16 team beat a number one team. There's a high chance that the 16 teams beat every last number one team. Now, I don't think that would happen. Yeah.
I was about to say, last year was crazy because I think everybody, like, damn near almost the entire bracket
got busted,
like, during the first round of March Madness last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm excited to see what's going to happen, though. Because for some reason, outside of college football, I love me some March Madness. I'm like LJ. I don't watch no NCAA basketball, but when it gets to March Madness, I'm watching. So,
well, I gotta watch it this year because when Auburn made it again, and then my alma mater made it, so I have to watch it.
UAB made it out.
Yeah, UAB won the championship today.
I did not know UAB was D1 in basketball.
Yeah,
I did not know that. So we'll see. I'm most definitely gonna watch it for Auburn and just to see. I don't know. Is Kentucky even ranked? No.
Yes.
They ranked because I used to watch it for Kentucky. Then Auburn out of nowhere got good at basketball, so I switched teams from Kentucky to Alabama. Yeah, I say Alabama to Auburn. I just want an SEC team win. That's all. So.
Actually, there's a lot of SEC teams in it this year. It's Alabama, Auburn,
Kentucky,
South Carolina, Kentucky, Florida, Texas A&M.
Yeah. Well, ever since them, to be honest, which I really don't know when the SEC got good in basketball, besides Kentucky. Vanderbilt here and there used to be good. They used to be good like one season and they'd be hot garbage the next. Vanderbilt used to be up and down, but other than Kentucky. Vanderbilt,
a baseball school.
Yeah. Yeah, they show this baseball school. I sure forgot. But other than Kentucky, that was the only SEC team that was actually good. And then I don't know where the egg came from. Everybody from the SEC got good. Alabama blew up, started getting good. Then Auburn came behind them. And now, like you said, we got, yeah. So I don't know where that came from. But we'll see. Because I just want to see what Auburn going to do. And I want to see what Kentucky going to do. And whenever those two drop, I'm gonna start watching it until the final two. Cause I legit just watch it for the SEC teams. But once all of them get eliminated, I'll watch it no more until the championship round. But
I think that's normal. That's what most people do.
But other than that, man, Dad, what you gotta tell these folks before we get up out this time? I think Dad froze.
Same as usual. Thanks for everybody who show up. Y'all hear me?
You were froze for a little bit. I thought you were looking up in the sky. I was like, Dad, are you good? You were froze for like a good 30 seconds. But go ahead.
Oh, my bad.
No, you good.
Thanks to everybody who showed up, watching the videos on Spotify, everywhere you get them. Appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm. And see y'all next time.
LJ, where you get to tell these folks, man?
Thanks for listening. Y'all have a good one. And I would not recommend filling out a bracket this year. That's just my recommendation.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. But other than that, I'm excited to see what Russ going to do. I think the coaching staff for the Steelers is what he needed. And we'll see. I'm more excited about Caleb Williams because I know for a fact whoever he get drafted to, the views for that football game and tickets going to be skyrocket. I know that. So
he's going to the Bears.
He's going to the Bears. He don't want to go to the Bears. But
he's going to the Bears.
I mean, he
trade Justin Fields just solidified it. He's going to the Bears.
Right, but he don't want to play for the Bears. But shoot, at this point, he really don't got a chance.
They'll figure it out. And they got a squad now. Like, let's not get into it. They got a squad around him, so.
Right.
He'll be all right.
But we'll see. I don't know what your boy got going on over there, Dad. But we'll see. And lately, I don't know what be going on with anime. There's really haven't been too many anime news, so that's why we switch it up with sports. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be video game next time y'all see us because E3 that's supposed to be here that's now passed away is supposed to come in like 2-3 months. So a lot of video game news and stuff like that's going to come out. So we probably may talk about that. But like I said, lately there haven't been really too much anime stuff. So we just switch it up.
Oh, this is absolutely terrible. I'm sorry. I am very sorry to cut you off.
No, you good.
So, Auburn and UAB are in the same section. They're in the East.
Okay.
UAB faced San Diego State, which is ranked 5th. But I think UAB can beat them because we done did that before. Auburn faces Yale.
That should be easy, though.
The next opponent will be UAB versus Auburn.
Oh. Hey, look, that's you. I'm Auburn. I don't care about UAB. That's you. So
shout out to San Diego State.
At this point, I don't know. Maybe I should just hopefully San Diego State thinks UAB out, so yeah, I don't have to worry about it.
You most definitely don't need to make a bracket. obviously, that's you. I'm cheering for Auburn, Kentucky. I don't know what Kentucky got. But this season, they've been garbage this season. I don't know what they got going on. But like I said, anime news been dry for like a couple months, so ain't really too much going on with that. Video games should be picking back up in a couple weeks. So but once again, the next episode, y'all see us, should be video games. Now we're going to talk about sports. Probably the March Madness stuff because it should be getting a little bit close to the end by the time y'all see us again. But other than that, hopefully y'all enjoy this episode. Once again, my name is Randall. With me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG Dad himself. And together we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully y'all enjoy this episode, and we will catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.
Peace.